This episode is a deeper dive into the subject of trauma and how trauma can affect our relationship with ourselves, our perception of ourselves, and also our relationships with others. So why am I talking about this now? There's a lot of things in the subject of self-love to unpack. Some of those are mindset, some of those are, you know, the way we don't take action. And as part of those inaction blocks in our life, not getting to our fullest potential, part of that fear can be down to trauma. And at the moment, I'm being called to dealing with a lot of intergenerational trauma and all the different nuances around that as well, which I'm going to talk about today. But there's many other types of trauma that can also affect our ability to love ourselves and the perception of us being unlovable. Intergenerational trauma, this is trauma that has been experienced by the generations above us that ultimately doesn't get dealt with, and then the responsiveness of that gets passed down to us. As I work with people who are, well, anywhere from kind of 20 upwards, what I'm getting a lot of at the moment is this element of how they have been parented and the concept of their parenting not being okay emotionally. It is different for every country, every generation, what they experience. But I'm going to use very much the UK as an example. Anybody listening to this podcast is going to be affected by the war and the post-war generation. Anybody will have that filtered down. Any trauma around that will be filtered down. And that trauma can be somebody containing their emotion. You know, all of that kind of period of time is very much, we've got to get on with it, stiff upper lip. You know, we've been born from that kind of survival mentality that was needed, right? It wasn't about showing emotion, it was about getting on with life. So a lot of us are dealing with that, people that just could not be emotionally available because they didn't know how. And that recognition that that's not been okay, and that actually we might be really unsure of ourselves because of that. And as a result, we might have felt emotionally abandoned, emotionally unseen, unheard. There could be more physical, emotional abuse around that too. But whatever you land in, it's this understanding of where that might have come from doesn't make it right. But this is what our generations now are dealing with. We know more now about emotional health and well-being. We know more about how children need to be spoken to and need to be seen and heard as they are. But that often wasn't our experience. It certainly wasn't my experience. Does that mean I can have compassion for those people and what they went through? Yes. Does that mean that I have to then minimize my experience of what that meant for me? No. Compassion for somebody is not letting them off the hook for their behavior. It's saying, I can show you compassion for your suffering, but I can also show myself compassion for my own. And knowing that their stuff may well not have been intentional, but we still felt it and we still had to deal with it. So intergenerational trauma is one of the things that show up for us when we don't feel good enough or we don't feel like we've had that love or that loving connection. We've then got our early years trauma, the childhood trauma, the experiences that we have from even in the womb. Our connection starts in the womb. We will pick up on all sorts of vibrational energy, including the mother's heartbeat, you know, any kind of stress responses. We will pick up on all of that. And then when we're born, this is when we start to then form our attachment style. And if you are lucky enough, and I say the word lucky because it's a rarity, to have been born into a very secure, loving environment, your experience of life may well be very different to somebody that didn't. If you've ever felt that element of anxious attachment or avoidant attachment, I'm only using the basic terms here. There are a lot more now. But essentially that insecurity around your belonging, you're also going to feel that sense of insecurity within yourself. This will, as you get older and experience more and more, you'll start to get evidence of what your perception is. So if it's anxiousness around being abandoned or being unseen, unheard, left in some way, you may find that playing out in your friendships, your relationships as you get older. You may then struggle with anxious attachment in particular. It's this element of, I need them to be okay for me to be okay. I need to know this information for me to know that it's okay. Do they like me? Do they want me? Do they love me? The avoidant is this element often of wanting to be loved, but then really finding that independence or hyper-independence as a response. That element of, I'm going to keep you at arm's length. There's that push and pull between, I want your love, but I don't trust it. I can't be there in it. And you can see how this then again will give you that message. Because your message to yourself will be, I'm not lovable, I'm not capable of love, but that's maybe because your arm is outstretched and you're holding those people at arm's length and not receiving it. So you've got this early years, childhood trauma. There is, of course, the trauma of abuse as well, which can be related in both ways. And without wanting to go too deep into this topic, because this is a whole other, I think, discussion around abuse, we have a bigger understanding of what abuse is, whether it be emotional, physical, or sexual. Majority of us don't realize that actually unintentional actions can have the same impact on our well-being and who we believe we are as a person. And this is what I get a lot of people coming to me with. I'm confused because I don't know why I feel like this. My childhood was okay. But when we start to unpack it, unpick it and reframe it, they realize actually it wasn't okay. I didn't feel emotionally loved or supported. But part of that reframing is to understand the why, and part of that reframing is to understand that actually we never did anything wrong. We were taught from a young age that you've got to do X, Y, Z to be seen as good. And a lot of our parents did give us that message as well, because that was their message. You know, from my generation, it's if as long as you've got a job, a house, a husband, children, your life is sorted and everything's okay. And life is different now. We don't worry so much about survival. We worry more about love, belonging, self-esteem, and being the best version of ourselves. The generations beneath, you know, they're coming through with this element of, I want to be my best self. And a lot of parents are also geared towards that. But there's this generation that are in the middle. We're kind of knowing about that, but we're also dealing with what we didn't have in childhood and didn't have from our parents. We've then got relational trauma, friendship trauma. We've got trauma around our experiences. So I'm going to label this experiential trauma, where when we're growing up, you know, this could be bullying from your peers. That would be an example of, you know, friendship or lack of. You've then got relationship. So your intimate relationship, you've got your family relationships, it kind of comes into friendship. Everything that I work with as a therapist always points back towards experience. It doesn't have to be trauma in its rawest form to have had an impact on you. The two different types of trauma, we've got the trauma, which we all know, the traumatic event. And then there's also complex trauma, which over time is repeated patterns that have happened to you that make you feel a certain way. So it's like a cumulative. When we're looking at how all of these different types of trauma impact our relationship with ourselves, it's going to make us feel very unsure of who we are, very uncertain, uncertain of how to behave, uncertain of how to be. Maybe this lack of just being ourselves is okay. Being who we are is okay. This element of you have to do more and be more to be loved, this condition of worth, this condition of value. I can't give a straightforward answer how trauma will affect your relationship with yourself because it's nuanced. It's very different for every single individual. But the commonality that I see, this not enoughness, whether that be through abuse or other types of trauma, that is the link. It's how I feel about myself in relation to my experiences. And then as I grow up, how I still feel about myself in relation to the here and now. That's what plays out for everybody. It played out for me. It still plays out for me. But with my understanding of myself now, I know the processes, I know what might come up, I know what a trigger is, and if there's an emotional trigger there, it means there's something in there that might need a bit of exploration and a bit of healing. Trauma is complicated. It's as complicated as we are. But the reason I'm talking about it is because this is coming up so much for people right now. And I am helping a lot of people to discover what's on the inside and help them through it. It's my honor to be able to do that. I do believe that the experiences that I've been given in life have been there to help other people. My experiences give me a greater level of understanding. It's also really allowed me to be intuitive, allowed me to step into the energy of what I'm hearing and understand where those feelings have come from. That feeling of not enoughness, that feeling of, I can't love myself, that feeling of, I'm not fully lovable, I cannot receive the love, the blocks we put in our way, how our attachment styles have developed over time and now get in the way as adults. How we can't find this element of healthy independence, we find codependence. Or we find hyper-independence. It's like codependence is I'm only okay if, and that's conditional. The hyper-independence is also I'm only okay if, but that's I'm only okay if I do this myself. There's so much around intergenerational trauma, childhood trauma, relational friendship traumas, abuse. There's so much of that that plays out in our self-love journey. And that's why I'm talking about it today. I'm not here to bypass all of that and say, go and put on your brightest dress and tell the world that you're okay. Because often we're trying to do that and it just makes us feel less seen. It becomes a mask. It becomes this, I am a force to be reckoned with. It can be another version of hyper-independence. When we soften into this self-love journey and start to acknowledge our stuff, and it's important that we acknowledge that and not try and change it and not feel shame and not feel guilt, to just go, that was my experience, it's okay to feel how I feel. That's a big part of our self-love journey. And whilst I love this element of go be your best self, you know, wear what you want, do what you want, behave how you want. You'll know I've spoken about this before, I always do. Yes, that's great, but there's a lot of foundational work to do to make sure that's the healthiest thing for you to do. And actually, is it you, right? Is it a part of you? For me, I spent many years being this big, exaggerated version of me. Whenever I step into that now, I find it exhausting because it just isn't me. I am introverted. I love downtime. I love nature. I love quieter experiences. I have capacity to be big and bold. I'm able to hold space in masterclasses and face-to-face retreats. And I can be that person and embody that person. But I know on the other side of it, I'm going to need some time out. Because I've stopped bypassing that element of meanness to become this big, bright version that everybody expects self-love to be and self-love to look like. Your version of self-love is personal to you because you're unique, you're different. But to find that uniqueness and remember who the fudge you are is about looking at what is blocking your view. What is blocking your vision? And trauma might be a part of that. In fact, if you've read the title and the notes of this, it's likely you're drawn to it for a particular reason. So I want you to lean into that. What I also want you to know is that you're not alone, and I am here to help. I am a one-to-one therapist and I do help people like you listening to this right now. I've helped a lot of people who listen to my podcast explore themselves, explore their blocks, explore what is tarnishing their view of themselves. And even if it's not trauma, it could be something completely different. There's something that drew you in here today that wants you to explore that more. And I might be the person for that. Great. Pop into my show notes, click on the link and book in a free one-to-one exploration where I can just help you uncover your blocks. It might be someone else. It might be an element of self-healing. It might be that this podcast just sparked something within you where you went, that's it, on the money, I get it. Great. Whatever your journey with this is, lean into it. Lean into it. And if you do want me to be the person that holds the space for that, please do pop into the show notes, book in. We have a 20 to 30 minute exploration of you. What might be blocking this view of yourself? What might be blocking your way to being your best feeling self? Where you might be masking, where you might not be leaning in and flowing into what's underneath. I know that this has been a very different exploration to the ones that I've done lately, but I make no apology for that. And all I want is for you to have that understanding of yourself, but to know you're not alone. And one of the reasons that I created this podcast is for that very reason. I want you to know you're not alone. Please do reach out. If that could be to me, it could be to somebody else. And lean into yourself and know that, you know, nothing is off the table with what we're talking about. And it needs to be heard. Thank you for taking the time for yourself to listen to this podcast today. Please do like, share, review, and reach out if you need me, because this is the sole reason that I'm here, and I would love to hear from you. Bye for now. I'll see you very soon.